Hallelujah. Shall we all lift up our hands and our voice and let us celebrate the Lord? Appreciate God for this wonderful morning. Celebrate the Lord by thanking Him. Let your voice be heard. Thank the Lord for His mercy. Without Him, we couldn't have come to this far. By the mercies of God, by His own authority, give thanks to God. Ambihabatoria de Rebozia, Manlehozia, Maribosa, Babosha, Babosha, Masia, Rabadi.
Are you thanking God at all?
Let the heavens
hear your voice.
Habate de Balabadana Mazahaya, Benabria, Pasha, Babosha, Babosha, Babosha,
in the name of Jesus.
God be the glory, great is His name. So lovely the world that
heaven places and put your hands together.
Give Him the glory, great is He has.
The second standard says, oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God, and the valid offended who truly believe, the moment from Jesus, forgiveness and receive. Now, we will sing that one next week. Put your hands together for the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory, the great things He has done. Now, we couldn't have achieved anything without Him. He has given us the grace, the zeal, the power, the energy, the enthusiasm to go and study. Now, when we came back, something occurred to me, and I was meditating upon it, and I came across that there's nothing which is impossible in the life of every man.
Bibi, you say you chiba any wabra ya kodi ya aboso body ane ba ya no. Bibi si na wabra na me jengjeng hono mi huno nse. Bibi re niwa eye wabra de yona.
I wish every one of us to take a bold step to do something which you think that you can't do. You have to start doing
me pese wunya kukuduro bi adie bi owa na nta wuntumi nye no efri sabre ko udi akukuduro bi ebeko sadie ne so.
Can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
It is very important to identify something which is so hard to your life, but start doing it.
Adie bi owa eye din ti se bepo a wuntumi nye shasie na yo sadie no.
Now if you want to do easiest things in life, you can never become a champion. You have to go through pains, processes, and at the end of the day, your shine or your life will change. I wish all of us the best, but what I want us to understand is never give up. Never give up. Be conscious about what you want the Lord should do and follow God's principle. The future lies upon your hand, but it depending on how you take a step. Be brave and take a step. And by so doing, I'm telling you, you will receive applause all the time.
Now, oh yes, I know. Ubenya basubodi amanti. Amen.
I pray that may the Lord lift His hand upon our life and bless us at all times.
Amen.
May this ministry raise leaders.
Amen.
Doctors upon doctors.
Amen.
We will have many doctors in this house.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No, it will come to pass.
Amen.
At once upon a time, every person that we mention the name, you add doctor to that name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, we are in the month of understanding what giving is.
So
we are talking about the benefit of giving. Giving. Now we are talking about giving. Now we want to talk about seven things that it is essential for us, if a believer, you need to do. The first thing we need to understand is to know how God has given us life. To enjoy life, it is one of the most essential things, one of the greatest things on earth. Life is so expensive. To buy life is very expensive. You can't buy life. We can only manage it. You can pay the highest doctor, but when your life is going away, he has nothing to do.
Doctor,
so God has given us the greatest gift. And that is what we are enjoying this morning. Can we lift up our hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my introduction, I says, God demonstrated the importance of giving by setting us an example at creation.
So
when you read Genesis chapter 1, verses number 29, talks about, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yield seeds, which is on the face of all the
earth.
And every tree, those fruit yield seeds. To you, it shall be for food. Now, God gave in the beginning. God thought it wise that man has to eat. And living things has to procreate. When even God formed a fruit, he made a seed. So that life will still continue. What God gave in the days of creation is still continue. It does not
end.
So giving doesn't end. Are you in the church? I said what? It is continually until Jesus comes. Even heaven still, giving is still working. Don't end your life by stopping giving. Giving is life. As much you do, it brings heaven on your life. Scripture says, see, I have given you every help. That yield seed, I have given you. I have given you. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, listen, are you in the church? God is what? A giver. God knows how to give. And when God gives, it still remains forever. Rivers of God, or let's put it, the waters of God does not dry. God, when God gives you something, it still remains forever. Are you in the church at all? Now, so we believers have to come to understanding that whatever we offer to God does not end. Don't tell yourself today I do this, tomorrow I've done this, so I can't do this. You don't understand what you are doing. Are you in the church?
Yeah.
Everybody wants his life to progress. How can it be without knowing how giving is? So there is the need, therefore, for us to follow the example set for us by God himself. So our believers has to, the core value of believers, number one, we need to identify the things that qualify us as believers. Listen carefully. We need to identify the things that qualify us as believers. Now, this is how it is. As a believer, our salvation is the first thing. So, for us being here, it is the result of us being saved. The second of our things that we are talking about is the service to God. Now, if we are not here, we are not serving God. To God, to see that we are serving him is by rendering your time, spending time in his house. Now, contributing towards anything concerning the house of God is service. By cleaning, sweeping, providing things, gadgeting, everything you do, it is part of service in the house of God. Everyone has to know that in your life you are doing something to serve God in his house. And the last one is what we offer to God.
What we offer, we give to God. God has given us everything. The small thing that in our hands, God is watching us that if I have given you all this, what are you offering back to me? There's one story in the Bible which I like it most. It talks about the story of Zacchaeus. Are you in the church at all?
Hallelujah.
Let's all mention Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
Oh, say it very well.
Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. It's Z-A-C-C-H-A-E-U-S. Zacchaeus. Say Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
This man is an unbeliever.
Zacchaeus. Onye jidini.
But he was a Jew.
And so now you ni.
He did not know anything about Christ, but he heard that Christ is passing by on Jericho. God is Jesus is passing by. Now, Luke chapter number 19, verses 8 to 10, the Bible said that Zacchaeus stood and said, "The Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by force, accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to your house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save those which are lost."
Can I hear
believers? Amen.
Amen.
Listen carefully. Zacchaeus was an ordinary man. We talk about three things which it was essential as believers, our core value. And we said number one is our salvation. And we said number two is what? Service to God. And number three is giving. And this man called Zacchaeus qualified for all the three per time within a
minute.
Hallelujah. No, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Jesus was passing by. He was not going or having any assignment with Zacchaeus. Not at all. Jesus was passing by. I said, Jesus was doing what? Oh, Jesus was doing what?
Passing by.
Check, come alive. Jesus is doing what?
Passing by.
Jesus has no assignment. He has nothing doing with Zacchaeus. He has nothing doing with Zacchaeus.
Yes,
he has nothing. Jesus, he doesn't know Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. And when he came across Jesus, this is what the man said. He said, "Sir, today I have seen you." But Jesus didn't preach to Zacchaeus about repentance, about nothing. But when he saw Jesus, he made mention of certain things that if I have duped somebody or I have taken in somebody's property, I, Zacchaeus, today, I'll restore it back fourfold. I will give to them. Now, you see, when he saw Jesus, the appetite of giving came alive in him. How long have you seen Jesus? How is your giving level is? Are you going up or you are coming down? No. Listen, the progress of every man depending on how you think. When you think well, it will go well. The availability of your mind, the way you avail yourself to think or think about certain things about the kingdom of God, that made you or that break you down. I pray for your life that the grace that that can accompany your life,
amen,
to become so successful,
amen,
in the kingdom of God,
amen,
may that grace come alive.
Amen.
If I be a son of God,
amen,
and a servant of God,
yes,
I speak over your life,
amen,
that may the grace,
amen,
that qualify man to be what?
Amen.
Far above.
Yes, yes,
far above this,
yes,
grace. May it drop over your life.
Amen.
Shut the amen like a thunder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about when Zacchaeus saw Jesus. What occurred at that time? Jesus tarried at Zacchaeus' house. He stayed there overnight. A man going to his assignment. When he saw a faithful person, he spent time with him. Oh, what joyful moment would be in Zacchaeus' days. Giving paved the way for Christ to live in your house. There is no way God will stay in your house if you are wicked. A wicked person. No. You can't enjoy the benefit of God, I'm telling you. Never be wicked at all. Now, you see, welcome people and be very diligent. But be very careful. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you work or you act on wickedness, it stops so many things in your life. It stops so many blessings from your life. It allowed the devil to stay in your house. Don't never be wicked. Be sober to everything that is pertaining to good things. There are many people cannot stay with you. Even his own children. They can't stay with him. Who are you? No, repent.
Sister,
make sure that your atmosphere will welcome people in your life.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
One day, organize party. Invite all your pastors and let them come to your house for food. Let them come and eat in your house. It's very important, not only food, but you can do it. Today, church members will organize party and call unbelievers and come and enjoy. Those who bless them, they will not call
them.
It is not sin, it is not wrong, but how much can you pay the price of doing something precious to the life of those who lead you? Zacchaeus was unbeliever, but he welcomed Jesus.
Zacchaeus, no, no, didn't. And so,
when he got to know who Jesus is, he said, I would not let this man pass by. I will seize him in my house. Even it was not in his own accord that he sees Jesus. Jesus said, I will stay in your house. It is a faith connection. Are you in the church?
Yeah.
If you are connected to something, that thing will flourish in your life. I prophesy that may the Lord change your mind.
Amen.
So that you become an addicted and passionate to do things in the house of God.
Amen.
Oh, can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
Now change your attitude. You see, alcohol drunkards, they are very careful. Oh, Jai. But to me, friend and uncle, Charlie, where are you? Come, I'm at the joint. I say, oh, I don't have money. You say, oh, come.
Okay.
He say, oh, come. Forget about money. Nipa be wunti ni ebe edeyi. Ye di sika ye de. Brabe numbi. Obe friend and uncle no. No, nene nina tenase. I say, niya bepi ya anu. Nom.
Ampa.
Tena hai, sa honda bena wunya kiuso niya afro. Say, yanko no motu mienu.
Amen.
We can do. Calibrahim pe mot bi nko no om onye. Hallelujah. But unse wiase na yete no ne aye kristofo ye no They learn so many things from us. Love is a very important thing. Odopa. Bohu. Odopa. Ehu ye ye akume mute. Nisen ye keni pa famu yehu. Ya wabi wa wa. Ono ode busu yeni motete. Enzo okwa sore. Confession upon confusion. De bi oni ni nyua we wasem. De bi oni obi okwa tia oni ni mame ku. Asene mame mpenasem. O mame be ede yon pe wasem. Oni ye be kan ubi. Un chana die. Un muano. Jeme ni mo meno ne kasei. Un muano. Un nyefe. Enyo. O ye Kristo niya. Ma ube biya wano. Environment in any different.
Amen.
Men di wana omo kunto kwechi. Yen suruma webusuyenim.
Amen.
Change niyama.
Amen.
Enna musuna inkabo munya den. Embra. Yen ye Christopher moni yetiti busuyem. Makom pa bo waha. Yesi weye bayfuo. Menene nkasa tia. Menene nkasa tia. Uye Christo ni. Usuro bayi. Uye Christo ni. Usuro bayi. Obe nyam. If you are a believer, you fear witches. Never be afraid. Love covers everything. Love is so powerful to the sense that when you live in love, the enemy fear you.
So what's now Odoma Bronsem Shrew?
I'm telling you. Love covers so many things. So please let us live in love. It is a form of giving. Understanding towards things that happens in life. Zacchaeus demonstrated something precious in our life. Do your best. Do things in the house of God. Make sure with you, everybody will be happy where you are. If you are privileged, you have employed people at your workplace, please be kind to them. Be kind to them because you can't work alone. When you get money, you spend it. When you get the money, you spend it. You will not mind them. They will just use this motto: bamboo they chop and monkey they eat. One day they will also chop. I'm advising you so that we can become careful about the things we do with men. Let us be kind. Zacchaeus said, if I have gotten something from people in a dubious way, I restore it by fourfold.
Zacchaeus said,
seven reasons why every believer need to be a giver. Number one. Now, those who love God are givers. Those who love God, they are givers. So those who don't love God, they are not givers. No, because you can't give to a person you don't love. We always give to people that we love. I'm telling you, in terms of giving, most of the time, men know how to give more than women. Truly. The amount of money women has gained from men, it is more than what we men gain from the women. There are men over here, they are crying within themselves because some women has been able to dupe them their money. Hello?
Hi.
I'm talking about giving. I said those who love God are givers. An example is a man and a woman. if we do this analysis right now, we will see that men are mostly givers to men. We are not saying women doesn't give. Are you in the church?
Hallelujah.
Because when you stay with a woman, Jane, she will come. Kobe, she will come. We don't have best student. She will come.
Yeah, Obeji.
Our water has finished.
Obeji.
She will come. When you see a woman face and he began to do, I love you and I care, like she's about to, she's ready to take something. Are you in the church at all? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But women, those who know how to give, they are very good.
They
are very, very, very good. Most of the time, women can show kindness more than men in terms of ministry. Women actually feed men actually feed women outside. But when it comes to church, women, some women has passion. You see, in Jesus' ministry, women are those who sponsor his ministry. Am I lying? Hallelujah. That doesn't mean men are not givers. But you see, when we talk about passion, people who can donate something, who can from their heart, if truly is a life has been affected. When a woman is doing something, she doesn't think about it. She can do it.
Oba say nakuma ebana se oma eye die nkura otimi de che.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at Hebrews chapter number 9, 6 verses 9. Read it for us.
Hebrews 6, the verse 9.
9 and 10.
But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation. Though we thus speak, the verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister.
So, when you listen to this scripture carefully, now Paul, or the writer of Hebrew, is talking about, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have what? Ministered to the saint. Do you understand it?
Hallelujah.
So, when you minister to the saint, it is something that God is not unrighteous to forget.
It is a somewhere
there are people in this set, I can never forget about them. Even when they are here or they are not here, I can never forget about them. You see, I can never forget about them. That is it. Are you in the church?
Amen.
I'm talking about what a person can do. And always when you see that, can you forget about it? No. Do you understand what I'm saying? No. You can't forget about things that always you touch, you hold, you touch, you hold, you see. You can you forget about it? You can't. Mary Magdalene poured the best perfume to the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, this thing that woman has done, she has buried me. So wherever you stand, talk about this. So today I'm talking about Mary Magdalene. But there are thousands of names in the Bible. But I can't remember some of them. This name is so fast in my lips.
Mary Magdalene.
Why? Giving. Giving. I'm telling you. Giving pave a way for every man. But lovers are givers. That That is the reason why I demonstrate love, marriage, and even when you said you talked about entering into a relationship. Whenever you say to a woman that I love you, that word love, it can be something new. So anytime a woman hear that you say you love me, the following thing is show your love.
So what can you about say me do what?
Do you understand it? So when you say you love God, then show it up. Now, you can't just say that I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can thank God. You can say all these kind of wonderful words. But if you can't demonstrate it through something tangible God can see, forget it. Are you in the church? Lovers are givers. Lovers are givers. Don't tell me that our apostle dear, sorry, but the apostle Papa, what the apostle it will show. Your substance will tell, not your heart. Which you are saying far from the person he doesn't know.
You want no papa now? They can say me the apostle, no. A blessing and a woman.
Giving is the form of paving, breaking through the heart of man. So anytime you offer something, it demonstrates like a love, or you are demonstrating your love. The second thing is, God has blessed man with everything on earth, and he is expecting to give for us to give returns of the blessing to God. So when God has blessed man with everything on earth, and is expected to give returns of the blessing, that blessing, to God. So, when you read Numbers chapter number 18, verse 29. Now, listen to Numbers 18, 29.
It says, out of all your gifts, ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord. Of all the best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof out of it.
So, when I read my scripture over here, it said, the heavy offering. Offer it to God. Now, if God has blessed us with everything, what can stop us not to return blessing back to God? Let's think about this. We need to become understanding to His word. Other than we can't do what I'm saying. Because there are, when we strike percentage wise, there are many people who does not know how to give.
Yes,
and that is causing a lot of us, we are not being successful in what we are doing.
I'm
telling you, because success does not just come. In terms of giving, giving is the only channel that brings blessing to the life of men. Now, so when you have the strength to go out and work, the strength was given to you, the protection was given to you through somebody. So God wants to see return. He wants to see something returning back to say, thank you, Lord. If you can't give to God, who will you give? But you can do more to a man, but man can disappoint you. It is not sin. We will learn about giving to man. We will learn it. But listen, if you can't see God first in your life, I'm telling you, there are a lot of things you will not get in the kingdom.
So when
you
can work abrabolo, say nyamine di kanya, unya enye mebi ewa abrabolo.
That is why Matthew chapter number 6:33 says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. What?
And it's righteous.
Seek ye first. So if you are seeking anything, the first thing you need to seek is what? To seek first the kingdom of God first. And his righteousness. Then God will return all. But we don't seek him first. We seek our own first. We seek the way we can live first. We seek how we can become. That is the reason why you can go. But at the end of the day, you something will choke you. So you return back to him. You see, returning back to him, it is another way you are going to start something. But if you are obedient to him and you continue doing the right thing, the Lord will keep you on going. Because the path of the righteous man, that's what, shine it more and more. Or three me, me, quino. Endum, a shrey, a shrey, a shrey.
Amen.
Can't you tell me, sir? We in shra, embra, or how much I want ya.
Amen.
And cast out how many pass over. Weeping may be endure in the night. Tinyamia samwasi. Tinyamia samwasi. Oh, so the summon and so bit me, and then abba. But at the tia, and then abba.
God.
You know, so, and can own your Christian ya, and own to make us a bia or hama oba. But when you are staying in something, you are not getting solution. Check about yourself. Praise God. The way I say, wow, and we'll be able to offer upon you with giant Ediama. It is Yahoo be paid. It is any man a Yahoo. And then over Christosuma, young Christopher, so far me preaching me county. A yen thing. Because I now upon the ground, F only almost 200 cities. Now, with our Sadaban, what about Soria? Your normal offering, 200 cities. Eh? Normal offering, what for envelope? See, this is my offering. Obiampo nim your secret offering. 100, 200, 500, 1,000. Now with your shame level. Obey. What do you mean? You say a waste. But when you say a key. Obi biara, what do you get biara? And some make a upa fatu. Upa tro tuo. Let's start here. Say, a quiet of us mano. Who improve? Now, shabby be yamidu bedu. Shabby be yamidu bedu. One said the devil comes in a way he stops us not to get, because he knows that the only hope of every righteous man to gain or to become successful in life is giving. So he whispers in our ears at all times. No, yes, no, sister. He said, no, he said, we are joking because we don't know what we are doing. And I'm mad to be a Christopher. No, it shouldn't be so. But because we are not what, able to do our best. The good things are not coming. Please, we are not throwing dust into you, but we want us to understand the principles of the way life has to be by giving.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, are you in the church?
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Now, the point number three. No door will be open to a believer without giving. When you say this, it will be a little bit disturbing on your mind, but I'm telling you the truth. Because man need breakthrough. Breakthrough normally comes through what you can sacrifice. Now, listen, if you are working in an organization, you are not talking about your salary. No, I am not preaching about your salary. I am not preaching about, if you have your own business, you are running. No, it's not that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a godly person who wants God to do something in his life. Now, when you have that vision, a door can be opened through your giving.
So I said,
so Philippians chapter 4, verses 15. Now read it for us. Philippians 4, 15.
Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only.
Now, you see, Paul made this thing clearly that I came to you,
catch the Philippians,
that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia to the church, communicated with me concerning giving and receiving by you only. And you see, givers are well remembered. Paul said it, that you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from what? From Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. So, if you are a giver, you are always in mind of the people. Your mind are always in the mind of your leaders. So, Paul continued to prophesy over their life. He said, verses number 419, he said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see, givers always receive prayers, or givers are always being prayed for. There are people when you kneel as a pastor, their faces will come upon your face right now to pray for
them.
So, givers are always being remembered. So, I'm telling you, they are always as a subject or a topic for somebody to be treated. We make reference to them at all times. And so because of their word substance, they are being remembered at all times. I pray that you'll be part of this team.
Amen.
I pray that from today you'll be part of this.
Amen.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now, the fourth one. Only givers has the key to greatness. It will bring a challenge to your mind that why only givers are being what? A greatness. There are no people who are very great, but they are not givers. One day, a whole king, and it was not king, but I'm talking about Saul. This man was an ordinary man and wanted to go and look for his own father or ask. Now, on their way going, they met, they had a discussion with his what? Servant. Kasa said, no. Say, no, D for me. Yanko D for Ninche. Na Yanko consultation. Ano Awane Kachan said, yen timi for your sapanya day. Yanko D for Ninche. We will be waha. How many times now about D for Ninche? I'm telling you. Obibetimi abanche o kan asembe ya no abra bompa ma no asore ko woni mu se wabu musira na nimtia doctor ben abekon nche consultation lawyer ben abekon nche awopemwa o ko ya wa wura ho pie mi wura mfida na me ba angel se papa faith na ye ko oko clinic asema mi ke ye bebi akola eti fie no mus osa nye kura na rashes igu akola na ye ko ho enti ye di nkomo ni wie no ye ko hu doctor ni wie na ye di nkomo enzo we de ma hu doctor dia menka Adebi I have in children. And I'm so doctor, bet me I say no, leave. You are not my patient. Say my show where and your ban. I'm saying so bet me I call. Open so gumi a call jit card. I know be saying me say. Open so gumi. I'm available, but quiet in on mouth free consultation. I just say wouldn't move. No ban in chair with you. But who ra hospital walk? Now crack card on shall say mran kwa fa on magic card etigo. This and now so funny big card must be. Hello.
Hi.
Fine. Omuna omo ye near maybe, but a to the bia. Ubeti me at nasia nipa bed 10, 20, I'm man of two man godly counseling, a bompire mano. Omu bet me a frobe we no commodity. Praise God. So I know what I'm talking about. Who bet me at Nancy? A bomb fire, many pay pier call. And now, and some sort of work can in your watch, you know, a godly. A dear be a work can in Namne Council, then your pier near Quaba, near pier near Quaba. Opa, there is no any council, dear Matrasi and Crofabe, whom you are, will be crowd one seat. No, or baby whom you are young one in Saka. No mon framana fatanas. But they are moving your mini painting. Many people are not being blessed because we can't honor yentimi yentimi. Now, many of the Lord namna yeah, old thing comes papa same way the echire madwe. But me say oh yeah, me di ho ankomo. Now number 1. They say mo amute anyina mo de aye na agai. Obsofo e baba won chen abayu ne ba pie abompa ama no. Okwa na wa hwe ne tiko na wa ma ne baba. Now we hear none come by. Nipa hina too fear because of me you bumpy. We don't pay price. We don't honor. We look at men of God as jama angels now, but above 4 pen on mobile money if you. By end the ebbety bibi. So, ye didi, ye nom, ye shut out here, ye yefan, over yourself for now, who says you want on Becca. On us on Toby Mill. The son of why you fail no yiri. Hallelujah. My man comedy, yes,
amen.
Oh, best some subject.
Amen.
Yes, and be preach up for our warrior one. Well, a branty on any yiri ticket. Branty. Young coupon frame a himrachi. Friend on a catch and son coa. My catch and see our warrior. Baby, a machine be a mechanic and a mechanic.
Amen.
Coco warrior. I'm telling you, pressure and your midi jinamas, my fragrant, me canons, papa say, but thank God, Oba be dinner dancing, quiet fast, and Reverend Miss, hallelujah.
Bonsamurade.
Anybody be to Damuha, Embo go down my warrior soon, and then you free hoko.
Amen.
Brade Mwamon, I'm on warrior, a fee, and middle room, a free summer because it's December. You bet me, I worry, be brave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oka fao. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Young Luke chapter number 6 verses 38.
Luke 6, 38.
The time also.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal shall it be measured to you
so,
again.
This scripture had many interpretations, but Jesus said, give, and it shall be given to you.
Yes, you said, man, not the man.
Now, unto you, meaning that any time you give, something return to you back. People has many definitions onto this particular scripture. But Jesus said, give. And it shall be given to you. So whatever you give, it has a returns. Now the fifth one, giving is the only solution to escape poverty. Givers never lack. Givers never lack. Proverbs chapter number 11 verse 24. First.
There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is made, but tendeth to poverty.
You see, there is one who scatter or two, yet increase more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Why? He is not a giver. He doesn't give. He doesn't give. He doesn't give. He doesn't give. Oh, yama bu yamfa bu yenge se bu. Yango pongo oje ni pebiya wakuma. No di shiram. Yame shi ni pebiya obitiga. Unyame betinya teno life one time.
Amen.
You don't know how God can turn that person's life tomorrow.
Yeah.
It will surprise you. I'm telling you, God can turn that person's life one time.
Amen.
Through giving.
Amen.
Be a giver.
Amen.
Be a giver. Be a giver. Near how we know. But what for the man and see what God will do. What's that? So who write your sabia? Me see me mama yare. Let me go to ya 1001. And look, me san kwa chwe se kwa lebo me wun se wo timi bagenia itime teso. E kwa ndem o kwa lebo asem na meke. Oh, e kwa ndem. Tu kwa ni ebo price ha. Sire wo mwamba teso. Kwa lebo ni hospital ebo price ha itime teso. Nyo bise me se. E kwa ya mfa so di e ye ene se. Okay, we dear. Yes, it ya hi. I'm so saying, so Nabi, obey me. I am say, dear, eh? And I be in the same. And who say, acquaint them? Because the hospital, the enka yenyachro wa yima wa. Who no be any kasa, but me who say acquaint them? They won't cry for wa. I'm with me sire, me yetsu, me sire. And me na mi ko 3001 obi kwa 220 cedis bundle. Ano di ama ni yedi machine? E kani e chain bank. Ni akan rpa na asinu asan fa fofra ba rpa na mi kusa me wose adan onim sa haya hospital or this cab to bank wa hasen asan ma mi jina ho ni pani 20 cedis bond ba ko yan enye 2000 na ti odi ba ko ma ani akan rpa na odi fofra ma na rpa anye na wotu an mi ni me kwoto so ti mi ni mu ya wadi kan dan hospital. Hospital, nipa from your head to toe, yakwa unsono, uliva one, ubi yam biyamo, ya tra esre biya yehu yebehu. Utimu ya ting, a wongumba bo pani yamoni, u ya shen yakwa yehu. Timu yade, binu kasetia sofwa keke, omu yidi asofwa tem, anamu swaramu di musika koma, enti ube tuya, baby, I want to me fa manyameno, brunsan beji. I'm telling you, me travel draw with them if you may travel no crack wine or utia when you're family. At the cronan, be the ya, you're two paraguay and numa, nay a co. Yako, Adiana, nay, you've been my Edoma co rubber beer, Edoma grama, must spend a lot of money at woke at two. Then you may I day. Who is an uncle ponyo? Yamini wanke, a bonfire, my one Kenya Juma. God is there. Anytime we pray for God answer. Nipa ni adwene ya benye nimdie boni bi atrafa so. Na wuti busu dia na me na wenye ni. Eh? Wan na bobo ngura na dinsini no tete. Wan na ye ngura. Ono si wati ngura. Wuji ni di. Na ni ono bo ngura no de wunyi ni ni. Tini ene ne yene. Ene ne yene. Mo maya sasa adwene. Wu ade a ma nyame fie. Ma nyame fie. I can say yeah, renovation. Renovation, yeah, yeah. Answer, yeah, Jenakakra. And can me person me wawa obe ban obi aba office sofo. Renovation, when you find to us. Se sofo onyi sika nkodi, yensiesie ye fie. Bo. Me kashe wanim. Sofo Lord, me kashe me hwe wanim. Me book lunch inti to wani na hwe ngonya. Sofo book lunch. Azorema. Azorema. Omo pewodia ye fo mo ho se ayi owa. Omo ye owo ma preach crawi. I'm telling you, people lack, so we are not being blessed. We lack. O ya dia ma so fa se ye de kuni na gu ni so. O ya dia manya mini pa se ye ha no. Tina so for na first strategy mu bunkro for na me for me dey me nyabi but me for am me for am pa. I'm telling you what, how people have been through and how men of God has been able to raise them. You don't have an idea, huh? Yankopon dey ejere money mo no say I sorry we ni ha, a lot of people has died. Nipa be brewu. young, bold, small. Nipa mo wura dan we mintimi nkan. Nipa nyo gye wo dan we mintimi nkan. Inti sanka sori dan ni ha, amma nyankopon fro bia, ye fro na apostle ma ukwa na kwa me ma wuli ma ukwa. Mumu bi wo wa, mi be wias nyame de wo be, oka nipa ne ho. Che. You are part of the people that God has commissioned me to be ahead of you. We be our money in charge, and fang be our way. It doesn't matter. When you see the need, say this is a covenant person in my life. You pay price.
Amen.
You pay price to search a covenant thing, and as much you do, then God returning a blessing. Yeah? Let me tell you the reason why God said. Let us change our mind. As you change your mind, it will change so many things in your life. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you. May this 7 things or 6 things that I have mentioned, may it change your giving.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
May your level of giving change.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the God that bless you.
Amen.
Rise to your feet and begin to give thanks to God.